sober, out of desperation, he revived Fauré's opera. Fauré wrote to his wife that Astruc will bring the price of seats back down to the normal level and will then bring Pénélope into contact with the real public. But after 7 performances, the theatre went bust. Astruc earned enough from Matahari to survive until she was arrested as a German spy and executed by firing squad. His experiment in mingling two publics had failed. Yet Astruc identified an appetite for the avant-garde, which would ensure that Paris, once the Great War was over, would call nearly all the neoclassic tunes.
Tonight's essay on Paris in 1913 was presented by the music historian Richard Witz of Edgehill University. Well, tomorrow night, no Verdi opera. That returns on Thursday evening. We have a live concert from Birmingham. Andres Nelsons conducts the CBSO in Beethoven's Symphonies 4 and 5. Live from Symphony Hall tomorrow night at 7:30. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock now. Time for Tuesday's Late Junction, presented by Fiona Talkington.
Hello again and welcome to the programme. From the northernmost province of South Africa, music from the Pedi people who've lived there for some 500 years, having migrated there from Central Africa. One really interesting thing about their music is their use of the autoharp, which arrived there with the 19th century Lutheran missionaries. And the autoharp took over from the African mbira. They called it the harepa and retuned it to fit in with their own scales. And that piece was recorded in the 1950s, the voices of Dipela Tsaba Pedi. And that comes from what I think is a brilliant collection of African 78s, a Grammy-nominated compilation, in fact, that I'm going to be dipping into throughout the week. Now, moving forward to 1964, this is Guillermo González from Colombia and his orchestra, a number called Lupita. the most respected of all Norwegian drummers, Audun Kleve, from a new album called Release, which he's made with Jan Bang and Erik Honoré. And that was a track called Calling. And he followed on from accordion music from the Cabinda district of Congo, played by Kabongo Bonkoli. That was again from that Grammy-nominated Africa at 78 compilation. More of that throughout the week. And first of all, their cumbia music from the 1960s, played by Guillermo Gonzalez and his orchestra. Scott Walker's got a new album out, and you've probably come across it already, I would think, and I'll be playing something from that on Thursday here on Late Junction. But back in 1990, Scott released an album of songs by Jacques Brel. It was one of the happiest days of my life, he said, when he was given an English translation of Brel's lyrics. He said that what he wanted from a song was what he considers to be the truth. People following me don't want sugar-coated rubbish, he said. A song such as My Death is important and strangely aching.
My death is like a swinging door, a patient girl who knows the score. Whistle for her and the passing time. My death waits like a Bible truth at the funeral of my youth. Weep loud for that and the passing time. My death waits like a witch at night, as surely as our love is bright. Let's laugh for us and the passing time. But whatever is behind the door, there's nothing much to do. Angel or devil, I don't care, for in front of that door there is you. My death waits like a beggar blind, who sees the world with an unlit mind. Throw him a dime for the passing time. My death waits to allow my friends a few times before it ends. Let's drink to that and the passing time. My death waits in your arms, your thighs, your cool fingers will close my eyes. Let's not talk about the passing time. But whatever is behind the door, there's nothing much to do. Angel or devil, I don't care, for in front of that door there is you. My death waits among the falling leaves, in magicians' mysterious sleeves, rabbits, dogs, and the passing time. My death waits among the flowers, where the blackish shadow cowers. Let's pick lilacs for the passing time. My death waits in a double bed. Sails of oblivion at my head. Pull up the sheets against the passing time. But whatever is behind the door, you know there's nothing much to do. Angel or devil, I don't care. For in front of that door, there is you.
Thank you.
Korean-born, brought up in the Netherlands, that was the harpist Lavinia Meyer, who really brings something new to Philip Glass's music, I think. She met him in 2011 and with his approval she arranged some of his music. That was the fourth movement from Metamorphosis. And it followed Scott Walker singing Jacques Brel's My Death. And as I mentioned, I'll be playing something from Scott's new CD, which is called Bish Bosh on Thursday's Late Junction. Now, the voice of Eldbjørg Raknes, solo voice and live sampling, and this is part of a longer piece called Close To.
Don't you stand on this time, oh, there's somehow I'll find you, how would it over sometimes that you go there to hide over home then do how would it end if you tried to do some fall out and how would it hold? Hold this tight. Don't you stand close to hold this again. How would you feel if hear this? How do you go with you? How go?
How would it end?
How would it end?
That's a rather beautiful piece by Andrew Keeling called You Cut the String. It's for electric violin and loops. And Steve Bingham was the violinist there. And Andrew says it was inspired by a dream about a wasp tied to a piece of string. No hint of menace, though, he says. We're invited to let go of wasp-like fear and anger, to let life unfold according to its ceaseless inner laws. And that was the voice of Eldbjørg Raknes just before, from her piece for voice and live sampling called Close To. Now back to that African compilation of 78, nominated for a Grammy in the Best Historical Album category. And this is fingerstyle guitar music from Eastern Congo, recorded in 1952 from one of the most influential guitar players there of the time, Jean Bosco Mwenda. And this is his most famous piece called Masanga. Jean Bosco Mwenda, recorded in the 1950s. He was the best known fingerstyle guitarist, born in 1930, and recorded some 200 discs before he died in 1990. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. Here's another recording from 1964, this time Albert Ayler, Don Cherry, Sonny Murray and Gary Peacock, who got together for a gig in Copenhagen. This tune called Ghosts was their sort of signature tune. It should have been our national anthem, said Don Cherry. Thank you. Albert Ayler's Ghosts, recorded in Copenhagen in 1964 with Don Cherry, Sonny Murray and Gary Peacock. Before devoting himself to music, Alim Kazimov worked as a shepherd and a chauffeur, as you do. It was the art music of Azerbaijan, the Mugham, he was drawn to, and by the time he was 25, he'd won the top singing prize. At the Baku Music Conservatory, he met two brothers called Elshan and Malik Mansurov, who played between them the spiked fiddle, the kamanche, and the lute-like tar. So the three of them got together, and here they are, recorded in Paris in 1992.
Mehribanım, bağ yeşkin ey müyehter su seni Koyma öksün gizlice her bülbülü bedhu seni Sızlayan ben آهدم من هی بلمزه سزلایم من آهدم من bilmezem amma neçün Hep sıxar ağuşuna Gah o səni, gah bu səni Ay aman ey Çərxi devranım müəlla İltifatında mı bu ya Çərxi devranın Müəlla o iltifatından mı bu Cami ömrüm görmədim Heç bir zaman məmlu sənin Eşq səhrasında Eşq səhrasında Sər gərdan gəzən bir təşnəyəm Sevgilim Sevgilim içsəm nə olur Şəhdüzlalı bu sənin Müşfiqa Müşfiqa o iqlimi sevdadən ziyanın yox fəqəyət Tiri müzgan ilə Yıxdı bir kəmal Nəbru səni dağıyarək Budağın ay yüzündə budağın ay yüzündə ceyran otlar düzündə budağın ay yüzündə budağın ay yüzündə ceyran otlar düzündə mən yarımı sevirəm qoşa xalvar üzündə gülüdərən oldum Saralı soldum, günü dərən oldum Saralı soldum Əzizim gülə baxdı, əzizim Əzizim gülə baxdı, bülbülər gülə baxdı Yarım üzümə güldü, nəbindən gülə baxdı Gülü dərən oldum, saralıb soldum Gülü dərən oldum, saralıb soldum Gülü dərən oldum, saralıb soldum
قلب لبيك يا علي وفي قلبي لي واقية
Well, he was known as the Caruso of Algiers, a Mahiadine heard there in a recording from 1926, who began his singing at the mosque in Jemaa el Jadid and then went on to become involved with Algerian opera. And he died aged 88 in 1986. And before that, Alim Kazimov with Elshan Mansurov and Malik Mansurov in a number called Rust. Now, here's my tribute to the late Dave Brubeck. This is early Brubeck in a trio with Cal Jada and Ron Crotty, who made their name by playing on a radio station in San Francisco. This is a number called You Stepped Out of a Dream.
Thank you.
A piece called Green Water by Arve Henriksen, joined there by Ståle Sturluken and Helga Steen. And that comes from the 2007 album Strion, Arve's sort of tribute to the area where he grew up. And Arve Henriksen's first four albums, plus his new one called Kron, a part of a brand new fabulous vinyl box set. And before that, the Dave Brubeck Trio, an early trio of Brubecks, with Carl Jader and Ron Crotty there, You Stepped Out of a Dream. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with part of the new release from Brian Eno called Looks, The Play of Light. It's his first solo album since 2005, and the whole thing is a 75-minute composition that evolved from a work housed in the Palace of Venaria in Turin. Thanks for your company tonight. I hope you'll be able to join me at the same time as usual tomorrow night, 11 o'clock. Till then, good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Radio 3 Through the Night. Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome for this morning's concert, which takes us back to the 2010 Proms and the visit of the Sydney Symphony Orchestra with their music director Vladimir Ashkenazy. The three works in their programme are Scriabin's Third Symphony, The Divine Poem, Ravel's G Major Piano Concerto, and they'll be joined for that by Hélène Grimaud, and first, they're conjuring up the world of 18th century Vienna in a suite from Richard Strauss's opera Der Rosenkavalier. He culled two waltz sequences from the score for the concert hall in this suite, and it begins with the orchestral prelude depicting the night of passion, vividly portrayed by whooping horns between the Marshaline and Octavian.